Thank you for joining us today. We are Inspiring Better Business, and we're here to help you start, grow, and fix your business. This is part number 4 of the Law of Record Keeping. This law is one of the most important laws for you to implement for your business, and for your church, and for your family, or any group you are a part of. If you haven't started keeping accurate records, start now. It's like growing yourself a magic crystal ball where you can look into the past and the present and predict the future. Your records will give you the wonderful gift, a gift of knowledge, a gift of wisdom. In the last lesson, we covered how to create your profit and loss report and the 3 necessary ledgers for that report. You can see your profit and loss by tracking all of your revenue for the month or whatever time period you're using, and then subtract 2 things, the total cost of the goods sold for that month, and then number 2, your total operating expenses for the month. This is also known as your overhead. If you do not remember those 3 things, you definitely need to go back and review the last lesson. Keep reviewing it until you understand it. Now let's examine the blood for your business. Can you guess what the blood for your business is? It's the cash flow. Blood in your body must circulate. And if you have like a bad cut and the blood is bleeding off of your body, then you're going to stop the bleeding. That's very natural. You'll do it right away. Well, in your business, the blood of your business is cash. It needs to stay inside your business, circulating round and round through your body. And if your cash is bleeding out of your business, you've got to stop it. You can't let cash bleed out of your business. You are not the bank. You do not loan your business money to other people. That's one of the main ways money bleeds out of businesses in developing nations. This chokes and stops your flow of cash. Reduced cash flow reduces your ability to pay your suppliers and pay your employees and pay your bills and your payments. Also, reduced cash flow reduces your ability to create your product and service. This alone has ruined many businesses and caused them to file for bankruptcy. You don't want to do that. Be extremely careful to only purchase things that you need and not things that you just want. Do not tie your cash to unnecessary things that just come up easy to buy. Poor cash flow management has pushed many good business owners to make poor choices. In an effort to save your business, they will have to take out a loan at the mercy of very high interest rates. I've seen it. I've seen businesses sell their valuable assets to get more cash just to pay the bills, just to relieve the pressure. That's not a good plan. I've also seen companies that considered and then acted in fraudulent actions like evading taxes or stealing or not paying their suppliers. Those things are a horrible reputation. Do consider how you pay your bills and how you let cash stay inside your business, not bleeding out. There's a saying that goes like this: you are not a bank and you do not need to extend credit to your customers. This can quickly spiral out of control. If someone does not pay you, then you cannot pay what you owe to others. I know this is a big problem. I know that I'm simplifying it, but you must listen to me. These are important steps that you must take. I recently surveyed the leaders in at least 5 of the countries we're working in East Africa. I asked each of them by text if this was a problem, and they said yes, it was a severe problem. That people were trapped thinking they had to make the sale, even when they weren't sure if they're making the profit or even breaking even. They were selling just to make action, just to have business, just to have customers. Your opportunity is not here to just sell products and service. You must pay your bills. Maintaining cash is key. Extending credit when credit is not worthy, when you cannot depend on the person paying you, that's a big mistake. And it's hard to change that mindset, I know. We'll talk more about that in just a bit. When doing business, we must create good habits. And habits are especially important when you're dealing with money. And one part of that is creating payment records. Create a habit of providing written receipts for the money coming in and going out of your business. Communicate clearly in writing to your customer the payment terms for your product or service. What do I mean? If you don't receive cash, Are you going to expect that payment in 1 week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks? That's very risky. If they can't pay you now, how are they going to pay you in 3 weeks? Have a plan. Ask questions. How are they going to pay you? Are they just hoping they can pay you? Or do they have a long list of other people they owe because they promised them that they were going to pay them? At first, it may be hard to do this, but you can do it in most cases. And be brave enough to refuse to sell to customers that do not pay. It is better to not have the job and still have your time and materials that you would have had to do that job than to have the job and lose all your time, all your materials, and still never get paid. On large projects where the customers cannot pay you the full amount up front, require incremental payments at the stages of your product's completion. For example, you should get payment number one when the customer hires you and places the order. Often, this equals the total cost of your materials for the job. Just your materials, not your labor. That's the first payment. This could easily equal 50% of the total sale of that job. That percentage could change based on what you're doing, but get a sizable chunk as a deposit. And then payment number two, collect at the mutually agreed percentage point of the completion. In other words, if you've done a bigger job and it took several weeks or several days, then it's okay to ask for partial payment for what has been completed. The exact percentage, again, depends on your business and your industry, but it can be as much as 30% more of the total sales. Now, I know this is foreign thinking. I know that this is not common, but I'm telling you, this is really standard business practices. They don't take risk by just hoping somebody's going to pay. The final payment should be very clear. Collect the remaining balance when the customer receives the finished product or at the completion of the services. Again, these are changing the way you think, changing your culture, and you're going to have to adapt these to the best you can. You're going to have to move people. Some people are certainly just going to go down to your competitor, and you're going to know that they went to someone else that extended credit, and you didn't extend credit. This is a problem you must overcome. Why file for bankruptcy just because you did work with good intention of getting paid and you never received your payment? We live in a modern world, even if you're in a developing nation. We want roads and schools and things that money would buy, and that's usually paid for by taxes. Now, none of us like to pay taxes. I don't like to pay taxes, but I need to be willing to pay a fair tax and believe that other people will be paying their equal fair share. So for your standpoint, you need to ask yourself, do you know your responsibility for your taxes, for you and for your business? You know, you can find this out. You can ask questions. You can do research. This is very important. If you have accurate business records and know what your legal tax obligation is, you will not be at the mercy of the tax man if he tries to overcharge you or he applies inappropriate penalties because of something that they say you didn't or did not do. Then diligently set aside money throughout the year for your tax burden so that you are not surprised and you're not unable to pay it when it is due. This is going to take discipline. This is like putting a reserve. This is really not your money because you owe it as you're doing business. We know our lessons are consistent with God's word. And here it is, Matthew 22:21, when Jesus instructs us and says this, "Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what belongs to God." Look it up. Again, Matthew 22:21. If Jesus told us to give to Caesar, then we need to be honest and be fair and pay our fair share of our taxes. Another main point that seems people make mistakes regularly is when they co-mix their business and personal finances. They mix it up. Business and personal finances must be kept separate. Keep a separate bank account for your personal finances and then a totally different separate bank account for your business activity. If you do not have a bank account, physically separate the money with two lock boxes or two envelopes or anything that can keep them separated. Do not give into the temptation of using your business cash to pay for your personal things, especially emergencies. Pay yourself as an employee and use that to pay your household expenses. there is another serious problem when you mix your personal and business finances together and you mix them all up. We talked earlier about the profit and loss reports in this session. These will not be accurate if you don't include just the things that are for your business on both your income and your expenses. This will make a total report with very little value. You must keep them separate. Now, I've been blessed to interview a number of people all around the world about business and finance and money. And I will say that most entrepreneurs, including IBB leaders, do not like the task of keeping records. In the early stages of your business, including mine, I failed to keep accurate records to the point I was nearly at a point of disaster. And then I grabbed the responsibility and did exactly what I'm suggesting you do. I started keeping good records. We should all learn from our mistakes. Keeping good records is not a waste of time. It is essential. Start record keeping as soon as possible. You never know how fast, how big your business will grow. And in many ways, if you don't take good records and keep track of things, I will go as far to say that I don't believe God is going to bless you in a growing, prosperous business without good record keeping. Well, today we covered a lot. And if you do have the ability, you should go over these lessons again and again in the coming days. Hopefully now you understand a little more about your business cash flow and how to be firm with receiving payments from customers, more knowledgeable about taxes, and the fact that business and personal finances must be kept separate. Wow, don't let this overwhelm you. Will you commit to starting today? Start small, but start today. Give yourself, your business, and your family the gift of a healthy business. A healthy business will have good record keeping. Start tracking your revenue and your expenses. If you'll do this 3 to 6 months from now, you will absolutely thank yourself for the insight you'll gain from having good records. But it starts today, and it starts with you. Let us solidify that right now and say this IBB confession all together. With God's help, I am an agent of change. My actions today will shape what tomorrow becomes. Amen. That is so true. Will you join us for the next lesson? We will dive into the law of competition and learn how to compete in the business world in a godly and healthy manner. You will not want to miss it. Stay connected. Stay dug in. Until then, remember to use what you have, where you are, to start, grow, and fix your business today. Thank you for being a part of Inspiring Better Business.